I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
Oh man, you hear that? It's 3 o'clock. We are in New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut. Maybe you're listening on your way to Minute Maid Park in Houston, where at 4 o'clock, your New York Yankees will get their baseball season started. Of course, the Mets opener delayed until tomorrow. Michael will be on the call on Yes at 4 o'clock, and I am Peter Rosenberg, joined by my good friend, the Jordan-wearing, coffee-drinking, puck-watching. Guys, this is pretty, I got to work on what this could be, Don's full Ric Flair. It's got to include all of those things. But Don LaGreca joining me, of course, as well today. We will get you ready for baseball. We will talk a lot tonight. Throughout the program about the New York Knickerbockers, who just threw up, you know, a little 145 spot last night. Light work for the 2024 New York Knicks. But, man, they have really, really been taking care of business, and you got to feel really, really good about that. But we are going to start New York Yankee baseball game.
Yay!
Time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The Yankees kicking off their season down in Houston at 4 o'clock. The Rangers are out west taking on the Avs with coverage starting at 8:30 on 98.7. And the Islanders are in Florida to face the Panthers. Coverage starts at 6:30 on 10:50. That's game time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Mm-hmm. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. And Don, we have Yankee baseball starting at 4, and so right now we'll do something we haven't done the last couple days and open the phone lines right away for Yankee fans, 1-800-919-3776, to spend this first part of the show. Mm-hmm. Talking expectations. It has been a nasty couple of weeks, honestly, if you're a Yankee fan. Of course, we all know DJ LeMahieu will start this season on the IL. I'll get to the Yankee starting lineup in a bit, Don. But let's start talking about, and we'll do it with the Mets tomorrow, of course, with them opening on Friday now. Let's talk some Yankees expectations for 2024.
Well, the expectations are always the same. Playoffs. But I don't know if you can honestly say championship or bust when you consider what they're up against in their division with Baltimore, a 100-win team last year that now has the resources to be able to replenish themselves and make deals at the deadline. You know, the Blue Jays aren't going anywhere. The Rays aren't going anywhere. You know, every year we're like, oh, the Rays aren't that good, and yet there they are, a thorn in the side. You know, we talked about teams the Yankees hate besides the Red Sox. Well, it's the Astros, but they've got no love for the Rays. They got no love for the Blue Jays. I have a feeling they're going to renew their rivalry with the Orioles, so it's a very difficult division. You've got no Cole for the first 2 months. He's only the best pitcher in baseball. You know, DJ LeMahieu, is this going to be another one of those years, Peter, where you can't count on him, and it does feel like maybe he's on the back nine? Playoffs, I think there's a certain expectation, but can a Yankee fan, I think, realistically believe in their heart that it's championship or bust when you're facing this kind of adversity right out of the box?
I know. I mean, as we talked about a bit yesterday, like, if you were to tell a Yankee fan that you'd be going into this season knowing Garrett Cole's not going to be around until the All-Star break, knowing DJ LeMahieu is going to be on the IL, knowing Judge had been feeling something weird, but hopefully that's fine. you would say, okay, well, this sounds like a nightmare scenario. Jeff Passan was on ESPN Daily earlier. Mm-hmm. He does not have high expectations for the Yankees this season.
I don't have the Yankees making the playoffs this year. Gerrit Cole's elbow. If Gerrit Cole's healthy, they're in. Gerrit Cole's not healthy right now. We have no idea when he's going to come back. His elbow is a mess. There's nerve issues. The UCL is not torn to the point where he can't throw, but it ain't pretty. I hope Gerrit Cole comes back healthy and better than ever. But I know pitchers and I know arms. And generally speaking, when you're missing a few months to begin the season, you may not necessarily come back quite the same. And really any expectation of you coming back is dependent on a really good rehab.
All right. Before we even analyze what he said, this is a guy that smokes weed every day. He's got a Rage Against the Machine album behind him during the pandemic when he's doing hits from home. What kind of music was that in the background?
That wasn't his music. That was the show. That was the show. That was the program.
And you know what? He has to ask to go on another show. He deserves better. What show was that?
That was I told you. That was ESPN Daily.
But why did it sound like somebody's phone was ringing?
It sounded like someone's phone was ringing at first, and then it sounded like an episode of Doogie Howser was starting.
Well, that's a good one. And maybe people, when they look at Passan, will go, maybe Doogie Howser sounding music kind of fits him. But it doesn't fit him if you know him. But anyway, that's strong, Peter. But that's not nobody. That's Jeff Passan. You know, so I just wonder from a fan perspective, Peter, and we're both fans, not of the Yankees, but fans of teams. Does a Yankee fan like have a different perspective on the season? Could this allow you to maybe enjoy a really good season? Where, yeah, you're expected to win a championship every year, but when people in the know are predicting you not to make the playoffs, that it feels like it's going to be more of a chore than it's ever been. Can that allow you maybe to enjoy the season more when the expectation of championship isn't on the table the way it's been in recent years? Or am I asking too much?
let's continue. Let's hear a little bit more from Jeff. His other concerns about the New York Yankees.
Just their age. Like, it's an old team. Aaron Judge is into his 30s now. Giancarlo Stanton old. Anthony Rizzo old. DJ LeMahieu old. Like, I understand there's an infusion of talent with Anthony Volpe. Austin Wells is going to get some time at catcher. And, of course, they traded for Juan Soto. I think he's going to have a monster season and... if anything, it's going to be the Judge-Soto connection that makes me look foolish here. But I just look at the rest of the American League, and I think there are better teams out there. And I question the Yankees starting pitching without Cole. Who's going to be the dude? Is it going to be Carlos Rodon? Is it going to be Nestor Cortes? Is it going to be Marcus Stroman? Don't get me wrong. I don't think the Yankees are going to collapse. I think they're going to be better than they were last year. I just think there are other teams in the American League who have a better chance to make the playoffs.
That's fair.
I listen, all I could hear was the music.
They got to do something about it.
You know what it sounds like? It if anyone out there listens to This American Life, it makes it sound like it goes from a sports show, Don, to like you're listening to National Public Radio. It's a completely...
right.
Or I'll take American Beauty. Kind of the music from American Beauty.
Very good.
But
when the bag is swirling in the wind...
I started tearing up now picturing a bag floating in the air just now.
I can't get over the music. We'll talk about that another day if we ever decide to play music anybody from that show again. But I wonder if Yankee fans are mad at that opinion. Like, if somebody went on the air and said the Knicks aren't making the playoffs, we get phone calls saying Passan's a hater, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't know if a Yankee fan can complain about anything he said. I mean, Baltimore's really good. The Rays always seem to be good. Blue Jays always seem to, even though they can't beat the Yankees on a bet, they always seem to be kind of hanging around. Houston beats the Yankees all the time. The defending World Series champions are the Texas Rangers. There's a lot of really good baseball teams out there. And if you're not going to win your division, then you're trying to become one of those wild card teams, and you never know how it's going to bounce there. So... I think the Yankees are a playoff team, but I don't know if I'm ready to say they're a championship-caliber team. Maybe I'd say that if there was a healthy DJ, if there was a healthy Cole. But I think I don't feel as strongly as Passan does, but I've heard that rhetoric around Major League Baseball that the Yankees may not be a playoff team, and we haven't heard that in a long, long time.
No, I could completely understand if you're a Yankee fan how you would feel that way. And with that, we promised we would talk to Yankee fans during this hour as we get you ready for Yankee baseball coming up at 4 o'clock. And let's get started with JJ in North Carolina. JJ?
Hello, everyone. How we doing?
Let's see if you start us off on a strong note today.
You're asking, by the way, that passing clip, it sounds like there's like Sleepy Time Bobo's music in the background.
It is.
Like,
what is going on? It is borderline like, Sleepy Time.
Well, legit, brutal. If that music was under Thibodeau, I'd fall asleep.
Yeah. I think you're partially right, Don, with a normal person's view about the Yankees kind of having that, you know, expectation we could win it all, but it's not the end of the world. But for a Yankee fan, I'm not a delusional Yankee fan. I have the Orioles, I think, winning the division. But, it's going to be kind of World Series or bust, or at least make it to the ALCS again or bust, because with this team, everything they put into it, it's going to be a big fail, especially if they lose Soto. It's going to be a huge, everyone's going to be up in arms. I also wanted to talk about, you guys were mentioning how, like, growing the game back in the United States and, like, getting it better here. Another thing you guys left out that's really annoying and that people always have a problem with is these blackout restrictions. And with MLB TV, and Manfred addressed it one time, he said nothing's going to change. Here in North Carolina, we're Yankee fans, we're from Long Island, so we try to watch as many games as we can with the MLB TV. But when they play, like, the Orioles or the Nationals, it's like blacked out, and we're in North Carolina, which is like 5 hours away from Baltimore and DC. So it makes no sense. You're trying to grow the game, but meanwhile, people that actually pay all this money to subscribe to these things don't even get the chance to watch it. It's very frustrating. Even in New York, when you're subscribed to it, you can't even, it's blacked out. If you're, say you're on the go, you can't watch it at home on YES. It's you're losing fans like that, and you're just like, I'm not even gonna bother. You can't even get on from MLB TV, so I'll just follow on my phone.
No, it is frustrating, and there's other things too that
love
maybe there are problems in other
Thanks,
sports.
JJ.
Thank you, JJ. Is, you know, like Nancy's a Giant fan, right? And
sure, we know.
And when the Giants are on local television, meaning they're not on Comcast Sports, they happen to be on the NBC affiliate that given day, kind of like when the Yankees used to be on PIX or the Mets on Channel 9 kind of deal, it's not available on the baseball package. You have to watch the out-of-town feed. Like, there's little things like that. If you want to grow your game, that you have to be able to allow fans to have access to the game. Like, even though the NFL is going to Amazon and they're going to Peacock, and they don't seem to care about their fans either sometimes, it feels like, Peter, the local markets are guaranteed the game over the air. Like, they make sure that, all right, when the game's on ESPN, for people who don't have cable or people who don't have ESPN, the Giants or the Jets in New York will be available on a channel over the air. Like, and with all these apps and all these blackouts, because there's tons of fans that are fans of teams outside the market, I hear that complaint a lot. And to the average person, maybe they don't get it. But for those people that miss out on games, when is that ever good for your sport, Peter? And I know I grew up with not every game being on television and having to listen to the Mets on the radio and all that. But in this day and age, access should be a given. And all these different platforms and all these different ways to make money, I get it. I'm a capitalist just like everybody else is. But for a sport that really needs to do a better job of growing the game, the complaint should not be, oh, the Yankees are on Apple tomorrow and I'm not going to be able to watch.
It's totally true. You're trying to grow the game. Making money has to make sense. It has to also make future business sense. You can't be short-sighted, and some of this stuff just doesn't make sense. Let's keep it going. Let's go to Melvin in Manhattan. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, P, how you doing, man?
We're good, man.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of yours since Hot 97. I'll be watching WWE, and, you know, you're doing your thing, man. Especially Don, I don't know about you a lot, but I love to learn about you, and you're doing your thing with the Ranger games too, man.
Thank you,
buddy. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you, Melvin.
Thank you. I have a quick question. One, for the Yankee fans, I just want people to know that they got to understand it's not a race, it's a marathon. So people got to just calm down and just understand, like, injuries don't hurt us, but in the long run, as long as we got a solid team and everybody's doing what they got to do, we could prosper and we could keep doing, and hopefully we could make it far in the playoffs. But my biggest question is, as the Yankees, knowing that they have 27 championships, do you think in the future a baseball team, will surpass their championship run or surpass that number 27?
Probably not. Not with the way the game... So you got to realize something about the Yankees and the Canadians and even the Celtics, teams that have so many more championships than anybody else, when those, a lot of those championships are won. You know, the Yankees won a lot of championships before there was even a draft. And they were a rich team, and they were able to gobble up players from around the country. And then when there was a draft, things kind of slowed down a little bit. And then there was free agency. Things started to slow down a little bit. Same thing with the Canadians and the Maple Leafs back in the day. And the NHL, it was a regional. If a kid was growing up in Quebec, the Montreal Canadiens had the rights to him. Like, so back in the day, it was like easier to win. There were less teams. So, who's second, Anthony? I think it's the Cardinals with like 11. It's
I believe
like,
you're so right. Yeah.
Are the Cardinals ever going to be able to catch up to the Yankees? Probably not. I just think it's too hard now with the revenue sharing. There's 30 teams, soon to be 32 teams. So many more teams make the playoffs, Peter. You know, back in the day, you won your league, you're automatically in the World Series. You had to win one round to win a championship. So, no, I don't think anybody is going to catch the Yankees championships.
Let's go to Ryan in Bethlehem. Hey, Ryan.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
All right, guys. So I was so excited this year after we got Soto. More excited than I've been these past couple years. And then all these injuries, Cole going down, DJ going down, us not making any more moves to improve the pitching staff. Excitement's been kind of zapped. I just want to hear your guys' opinion on, do you think Carlos Rodon can make a comeback this year, look a little bit more like his Giant days? And then I want to talk about a matchup I'm looking forward to in March Madness, if you don't mind.
Well, I'll tell you, Rodon has to. I mean, he's now the ace of the staff. He didn't pick up anybody else, so he's the ace. Forget about the fact that Nestor's going to make the start today. Rodon's their next best pitcher, so yeah, he's going to have to be as good, if not better, than he was with the Giants. And certainly for the first couple of months of the season until Cole comes back, and you're at passing, you know, tack on probably another month after that for him to be able to become Cole again. Peter, yeah, that's one of the guys that if the Yankees, how about this, Peter, if for this team to make the playoffs and to make any kind of run to a championship, everybody's going to play to the back of their baseball card. And that's a tough thing to do, but they're going to have Soto be Soto, Judge be Judge, Rodon be Rodon. Like, they can't afford to have any slackers to make up for the losses that they have.
One, if you want some positive insight when it comes to Juan Soto, on the same show, so hopefully we'll get some more science music, Jessica Mendoza said that she expects the best season ever from Soto.
So I'm a left-handed hitter, okay? And so, like, I think about Yankee Stadium. I get excited. So many factors with Juan Soto. And the max he's hit in a season is 35 home runs. And now he's actually in a – he's never played in a stadium that's friendly for lefties. Plus, he's a free agent. Juan Soto wants $500 million. Mm. How do you get that? You slug. And he is going to slug. And who's the dude behind him? How many pitches is he going to get to hit? A ton. I mean, every factor to me says yes to Juan Soto having the year of his career.
And by the way, Don, Jessica's not saying anything crazy. I mean, the ballpark suited to him. Yeah. The lineup position suited to him. He's already been great his entire career. He's playing for a contract. If he stays healthy, I don't want to ever jinx and say something's a sure thing. But, Don, this is not a risky signing to me. The only hope is, can you keep him after this year? He's going to be one. So,
no, that's it. He's going to be a monster. The problem is the Yankees were one of the worst offensive teams in baseball last year. So Soto, if he's going to slug, is that going to be enough for this team to be able to hit to compensate for what could be a bit of a lack of pitching with Cole out, and if it takes time for Nestor to get back to what he was, and if Rodon is going to be injured and be an issue – they're not going to be able to slug enough. But yeah, I mean, Judge is a beast. He's proven when healthy that's the case. You now have a left fielder in Verdugo. So you're going to help there. Another year of Volpe under his belt. Hopefully a healthy 150 games out of Rizzo. Stanton came into camp as a beast. So anything he gives you positive is going to feel like a plus, you know, based on last year. But he seems to always be a lock when he's hurt to hit 25, 30 home runs. So yeah, I think Soto is going to slug. The question is it going to be enough for them to be able to overcome some of the pitching deficiencies they might have with their rotation early on?
Let's go to Michael and Elizabeth. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. What's going on, Don and Pierre? How are you guys?
Good. And yourself?
Good. Yankee fan here. I'm excited to listen into the game. The one good constant is that you can, if you're tired about where the Yankee games are going to be put on to watch, constant is they're always on the radio. So I'm looking forward to today's matchup in Houston. But anyway, what I'm kind of baffled by, and this seems to rear its head every time before the season starts, is some of these injuries the Yankees have. You know, I'll give you the wear and tear on a pitcher's arm and elbow and shoulder. But, you know, the Judge injury kind of puzzling me. You know, I forgot what the Rizzo injury was. And, you know, they just showed up for... Yeah, okay, that's a serious one. But, you know, for just, you know, we have good sports science today, better than it's ever been. I mean, I don't know if any of the guys back in the day, like Babe Ruth, like, were coming down with some of these, like, what was Judge's latest injury? A sore stomach, oblique?
Yeah.
So I'm sure, right? We have, they throw money at it. They have strength and conditioning. So what is the issue? Are they training too hard in the off season? Are they doing too much? There's got to be something that's causing all this. Mind you, pitchers, the wear and tear, that's a given. But there's got to be something to remedy it, especially in this day and age where we have great sports science. So your thoughts on that, guys? I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the phone call. Well, Peter, Judge's injury last year could have happened in any era. Hurt his toe on the fence in L.A. But as far as like his oblique, why do I have a feeling if this was 1954, we wouldn't even know that he had an oblique problem? Shut up, kid. Rub some dirt on it. Go play. But the science tells us that we've got to monitor every little itch, every little ache, rest guys when we can. DJ LeMahieu's getting older. Rizzo hit his head on the knee of Fernando Tatis Jr. and got a concussion. These things happen, Peter. And back in the day, heck, not even that long ago, if you had a concussion, you probably played and you took some Advil and you went about your business. And now when you get a concussion, you go into protocol and you don't play. So I think the players are fit, but I think that we're more anal about injuries now. We pay more attention to them. Players are not motivated to fight through the pain because of the contract situation, and organizations don't want them to fight through the pain. So that's why you're having this. Why do I have a feeling if this was 1954 that we wouldn't even be knowing about the injuries to Judge? And probably DJ would be fighting for a way to stay into the lineup because, you know, all these guys would be working on one-year contracts and didn't want to miss any time. I think that's probably why it seems like guys get hurt more than they did back in the day.
Yeah, I think it's... Listen, Michael and I go back and forth about, you know, Judge's injuries and whether or not he's injury prone. I see it differently in spite of the fact that, yeah, it was kind of freakish. I do see Judge as being injury prone, but you're absolutely right. That could have happened to anyone. And it is. It's a different game. It's going to be really interesting to see what Stanton does this year. To me, that's the fascinating piece. It's kind of the wild card. I mean, we haven't really speculated on it much, Don, but like what if the moves that Stanton made in the offseason and the dietary and physical decisions that he made that changed his body type a bit, what if that really keeps him on the field more? I mean,
that
would be a big deal. You getting playoff Stanton in the regular season would be a big deal for this team.
It could, you know, but he's getting older. He's not, you know, not that old, but, you know, he's getting, you know, deep enough into his 30s now where you wonder if, the body is going to start to break down. Same thing with DJ. But all right,
I have to interrupt you, Don. This is more important. I'm sorry. Everything you're saying is very important, but this is big. Breaking news, Sounder, please. I think this is big breaking news. I have just been informed, correct me if I'm saying this wrong, Anthony, that Don LaGreca is included in the 2024 Orioles hype video?
I am rolling it in as we speak. I don't know how, but this is big
scary
stuff.
Like, is it a good thing, a bad, like, why would I?
Fans
Don
of the
McGregor,
show. We have fans of the show.
Is it just Don screaming?
It's Don talking about the Orioles.
Don talking about the Orioles.
But is it me talking negative to hype them up, or is it like, hey, even in New York, they're talking positive about the Orioles?
When we get back, you will see.
But
all the nice things I've said about the Orioles on the show, how does Don get in the hype video?
Maybe it's not something nice I said. Maybe it's like, look at these jerks in New York and what they had to say. I don't know. I'm really interested in this. But
I was hoping, Don.
Shout out to I am Nick Lovin on Twitter, who pointed this out.
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not even going to look on social media. I want to be surprised on the air.
Did you need another reason to love the Orioles anymore? I mean, this is a wonderful team. When we get back, I'll give you the Yankees lineup. We'll take more of your phone calls. We'll find out what Don is doing in the Oriole hype video. We'll continue to get you ready for the Yankee opener at 4 o'clock. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll start diving into a big Knicks win last night. But right now, I got to tell you, it's Peter here for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Come get some. And right now, you can get a 2023 Jeep Gladiator for up to 30% off MSRP. That's right, up to 30% off MSRP. Don't forget about their 7-year, 100,000-mile certified pre-owned warranty on all certified pre-owns, all during the Jeep Celebration event. Shop 24/7 at SecurityDodge.com. This is a message from our friends at BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had extra time? You know, if your day just had a little more time, would you maybe take a nap? Maybe you'd read a book. Maybe you'd get into claymation, painting, indoor roller tennis. I don't know what it would be, but I know one thing. Therapy can be a really great way to give yourself an understanding of how you should prioritize your time. Because it's great to talk about wanting more time, but what do you do with that time? Therapy helps you with finding positive coping skills, setting boundaries, empowering yourself, and prioritizing things that are important to you. So if you've been thinking about therapy, I know it's been incredibly useful in my life. Consider giving BetterHelp a try. It's online, it's designed to be convenient, it's flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees starting lineup today brought to you on 98.7 ESPN by Bigelow Tea and Serta Pro Painters. Here you go, guys. Your first starting lineup for the 2024 season. Gleyber Torres leading off and playing second. Soto batting second, playing right. Judge is playing center and batting third. Giancarlo Stanton batting cleanup and DHing. Rizzo, the first baseman, fifth. Volpe, the shortstop, sixth. Verdugo making his official Yankee debut in left field and batting seventh. Trevino catching, batting eighth. And Cabrera playing third and batting ninth. Nestor Cortez, Nasty Nestor, on the hill. That is your Yankee starting lineup, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael Kay Show and the official hot tea of the New York Yankees and CertaPro Painters. Choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters. Don, you want to talk to some more people?
I want this hype video thing.
Oh, we have it?
In.
Of course we have it.
All right, oh, we're ready. How long is this?
Well, it's very short, but you'll just play it.
All right, give it to me.
Do they factor in that now they're not going to surprise anybody? That's the way I would look and say, okay, now you're the target.
It's a 7 seconds of a minute and 20, but the point is they somehow found Don talking about the Orioles for any length of time to be in their hype video.
Mm. Now, is there video of me?
No, it's your voiceover on a background about what I'm assuming went on the Jumbotron? I'm guessing? It's on their YouTube. We put it up on TMKS ESPN. Take a look.
I assumed, Don, it was going to be more of like a funny thing, that like it's like a get hyped thing and it shows you screaming in some way. That's what I assumed we were going
to
see.
So I'm just trying to think what the motivation is. Now, if I'm a talk show host in Baltimore, where my name may resonate, I would think, hey, this is what Don LaGreca thinks about the team. Then is it my fonted? Do they know it's me?
No.
No, it's just a voice. So, in fact, you should sue.
Who's going to know it's me? Like,
Someone did. That's how I knew about it.
But listen, I made some salient points there. I stand by it because the Orioles kind of remind me of the Devils, Anthony, right? Like a team that kind of came out of nowhere and then it's like, oh, this team's going to be great. And then they end up missing the playoffs this year. Like, yeah, when you're the target and everybody's expecting stuff from you when you're young. But it's just weird. It's like out of nowhere. If you're sitting there in Baltimore, Camden Yards, your team's playing and who's that?
Is he trying to get in the next type video, Peter? What's going on here?
Yeah, he's trying. It's a great point by you. What you just said makes a lot of sense. He's trying to work his way into it. It's not enough to be in one. Let's take some phone.
Thank you, Baltimore.
Let's go to Ken, who has a Yankee haiku he wants to perform for us. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I think I heard this morning. This was good, Peter. I think you're going to like this. Did you call this morning?
I honestly wanted to call and see what you guys thought about it. But, Don, to answer your question, like, as a Yankee fan, like, I'm just viewing this season as fun. Because, like, if you're in your mid-30s to mid-40s like I am, you were blessed and cursed with the amount of championships that we've won in such a short period of time. So it was, like, 2 to 3 years ago, I realized, hey, we're not going to win it every year. So it's changing your mindset.
Let's hear the haiku. Peter hasn't heard it. You should play. Peter, I'm very interested to hear what Peter thinks of it.
Okay. So here it goes. 90 wins, just sad. High injured list, my old friend. Enjoy Juan. He gone.
I like it. I'm not a haiku guy, but I think that's really good. That's high IQ.
Oh, wow. That's big.
I like that you said you're not a haiku guy.
I'm not a high haiku guy, dude. That's awesome.
Oh, but wow, that's good.
That was really deep, man.
I love when our listeners are thinking and working.
I don't know if you're going to become a published poet, but I will say this.
I actually am.
You are already?
It was like 25 years ago, but yes. No,
where
like
can we find your work?
When I was a teenager. It was on poetry.com. But I think that's now defunct. It was like one of those, like the .com bust that happened everywhere.
Ken, I'm going to go ahead and call poetry.com as the definition of published ajays. But I will also say, thank you for the call, Ken. What I appreciate is just the positive outlook. Like, you know, knowing the age that he is and just saying, instead of going into the year with complete dread, like, hey, we got Juan Soto. It stinks that we lost Gerrit Cole, but let's be honest. You already had the best player in baseball, arguably, on your team, Dodd. Don, is your name Dodd or Don?
Dodd LaGreca.
Both Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, you could argue, are the most talented players in the game. You have both of them on your team. All right, you're only going to get a half a season with the best pitcher in baseball. There are some pretty cool pieces on this team. You added Verdugo, which is a nice little piece. Maybe Stroman gives you a great year and certainly performs better than we've seen him perform in Yankee Stadium previously. Don, I do like the approach. We always complain about Yankee fans being spoiled. I respect that. I respect that take very much.
Yeah, I hope that's the case throughout the summer. Or is it just going to be hammered Cashman for not doing enough and all that? I think that with the expectations being lowered for the first time in a while, it does, I think, allow Yankee fans to kind of just sit back and enjoy what could still be a fun season. I still think a playoff season. And then you kind of reverse the whole, oh, it's a crapshoot in the playoffs, right? And so you go in as the underdog with no expectations, and now maybe you can be the team that surprises people and have the whole have that whole theory of it's a crapshoot now work for you instead of against you.
Let's go to another optimistic Yankee fan, Alex in Orlando. Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just wanted to say, first and foremost, listening to you guys for a long time. Appreciate you, Don. Appreciate you, Peter, for the years of service to all your listeners and just always being a positive, ride home on the way home to work.
Thanks,
or so.
Man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So in terms of, like, the Yankees, similar to what Ken was saying, I came into this agreement with myself like years ago. We're not going to win it every year. I understand that. And I'm just really happy that we get ownership actually wants to put a winning product compared to other franchises. We can name a few that they'd rather pocket the money and not put a winning product on the field. I mean, every year we have some sort of marquee name. And you know what? Right now, I know the projections are out there. There's some negativity with the Yankees. But, right now, there's always a team that's winning the offseason. And now it's time to put up or shut up, and you can win the offseason, but you got to win the actual games and get to the postseason.
I mean, it's right there for him. I mean, there's enough talent here. Even with Cole out, I thought Dan Grosso made a great point this morning, Peter. In 2011, Adam Wainwright got hurt for the Cardinals, and he was one of the best pitchers in baseball. He was their ace, and the Cardinals still overcame it and won the World Series. They have the ability. It's not like Cole's not coming back. So if you stay in the hunt, and then it's almost like you added the best pitcher in baseball possibly at the deadline even before it. It's just you don't want to bury yourself too much. And I think there's enough talent here to suggest that they won't completely bury themselves while Cole and DJ are out.
Let's go to Jeff in Washington Heights. What up, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Great, man. How you doing?
The issue that I have is that everybody keeps thinking that DJ LeMahieu and guys like Stan and Rizzo, that they're still in their prime. And they've been in the prime for the last few years. And that's why, other than Soto, what other additions did they make? I think the bullpen got weaker, and then the starting rotation has a lot of question marks.
But you do have a left fielder. You finally come into a season with a left fielder. You go out and get a guy that's a left-handed power, and he's not power hitter. What do you have, 15 home runs last year? But, it's a left-handed hitter who plays left field. You went in with no left fielder last year. So Verdugo's not no one. Soto's the best player in baseball. They didn't go out there and win the offseason, Peter, but it wasn't like they didn't do anything. You went out and traded for the best player in baseball, possibly. You went out and got yourself a legit left fielder. So, and you also get guys back. Rodon's back and healthy. Cortez is back and healthy. So, it's not like they didn't do anything, but they didn't, I guess they didn't make your eyes pop. I guess Soto wasn't enough, Peter. And let's not forget Glaber. Glaber's in a walk year. Like, so if you're telling me Soto as a free agent isn't going to be motivated, you don't think Glaber Torres is going to be motivated to have a big year? I mean, this was a guy, and now I was wrong, but this was a guy that I thought maybe when he first came up could be better than Judge. And he obviously stubbed his toe. He has not lived up to the expectations and the hype, but he's looking for a new contract. You think he's going to be motivated to rake? And if he does, well, then that's getting something out of what you got nothing out of last year.
All right, let's get a couple more in. Yankees expectations. Again, we're going to play the same game tomorrow for your New York Mets as they'll get started tomorrow after the delay. And by the way, can't really complain. They got it right. It's been nasty all day long, Don.
This is not the day you want to celebrate the game of baseball in like a mist, and it's barely 50 degrees. We could talk some Mets today because that game's going to start earlier tomorrow. So, I'm not going to discourage people from talking some Mets, because by the time we get on the air, Peter, that game is going to be underway. So
let's go to Griffin in Connecticut.
Oh, of course.
Hey, Griffin.
What's up, buddy?
You know what? Hey, first off, yesterday, Peter, you were right. Richard did not bring it yesterday.
No.
Because his information was false. It would be six titles in 25 years.
Yeah.
Because they won their fifth title last year.
You're talking about how he compared UConn to the Yankees?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a great. Although, Griffin, you know, people did have some questionable things to say about your would you.
Including Peter.
Including me.
And me.
Yeah, no, it was bad. But if I had to choose.
I know.
Listen, it's okay. Next Wednesday, you're going to come back with another would you.
Yeah.
But more importantly, Griffin, today, how are you feeling about your New York Yankees on opening day?
I'm feeling good. I just maybe it's because I look at some of the people that Rizzo, I know he's getting older, but he was phenomenal before he literally got the wind knocked out of him. The guy did not fall out of a friggin' cliff and forgot how to hit a baseball. So I expect Rizzo to be better. Volpe made some adjustments during the spring, so I expect Volpe to be better. Gleyber, like Don said, is on a walk year, so he could be great. Soto, who's also is on a walk year, I think he's going to rake and do what he does. Judge is going to do what Judge does. And to me, if Rodon is Rodon, and Cortez is Cortez, and Marcus Stroman is good, those are three really good pitchers. Because Cortez was an all-star just a couple of years ago, and we all thought he might be the second person to Gerrit Cole, and that he had the shoulder injury last year. If he's healthy, and he's what he was when he was that all-star, and Rodon is what he was his final year in San Francisco, and Marcus Stroman is the first half of Marcus Stroman with the Cubs, that is pretty good rotation there right there. And I know my bullpen, it somehow in some way, it just seems like they always get this this interesting person nobody heard of out of that bullpen and does well, like Ian Hamilton last year. So I'm not worried about my bullpen. It's the starting rotation. But to me, I look at everybody in the major leagues, in the American League, they all got questions with the rotation. Tampa does, Baltimore does. So it's like, I just feel like we got to let the game play out and see. I think predicting things are silly because we're predicting what happens in the offseason, but we don't know. There could be a surprise. Last year, nobody thought Baltimore would do what they did.
That's right, Griffin. That's right. Thank you, man. I've been saying that as well. The Baltimore thing happened quick. Like, yeah, Don, it took several years of drafting well, but when it happened quick. So maybe expectations are down this year, and maybe we'll all be in for a really pleasant surprise. More of your calls next. We'll dive into the Knicks starting at 4 o'clock, and we'll, of course, keep you apprised all day long with what the Yankees are doing. Don, talk to me about televisions or mattresses or some of the amazing things they have at PC Richard & Son.
Well, Michael loves when we get to talk about his friends over at PC Richard & Son. It's a local company, family-owned. He trusts them for his appliances, TV electronics, and a good night's sleep, too. Their experts use a four-step mattress fitting process to find you the right pillow, the right comfort, the right technology, and the right adjustable base so that your new bed fits you perfectly. They guarantee it. And free in-home delivery on all mattresses, $199 and up. So do what Michael does. Get to PC Richard & Son, the local company you can trust for your new mattresses.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Don, this is the song that everyone's talking about in hip-hop right now.
I like it.
This is the song where Kendrick decided to go up and in on Drake, and so did Future as well. It's not like Future should be left out. To me, it's even crazier that Future is going at Drake, considering Future and Drake have a legendary album together. They've been friends for so long. The really interesting piece of this song, though, is that the beat is completely ripped off by a song called Everlasting Bass by Rodney Owen Joe Cooley. And I don't know if you know, if there are artists like this in your genres, Don, but like artists who you know of by name because like they were around when you were a kid, but like they really weren't in your purview at all.
Okay.
That's who Rodney Owen Joe Cooley were to me. They were just like a name that I would see in magazines and like maybe the video would pop up every once in a while, but like they were from the West Coast. I didn't know anything about them. And that was like their biggest song that was used for the new Future featuring Kendrick Lamar.
That beat was good. Got a good tweet from TJ talking about the Griff's call got a lot of reaction on social media.
Really?
It did. But the best one was TJ saying that was a whole lot of friggins and ifs from Griffster. He said friggin' three times in one sentence.
There were should we enough to get a friggin' compilation, perhaps?
I think so. I don't know how comfortable the company is with that word getting thrown around a lot. I think we're allowed to use it once in a while. But
friggin'? Friggin's
nothing.
I'm not making a drop out of it over and over and over again.
You see.
Wait, you guys think there's a chance that were? I hope our pinhead suit is listening.
You guys.
No, but I'm just curious. I can't imagine that anyone takes that word as anything. Friggin', it's not a thing. That's not a word.
That's what Canelo said yesterday. We had to dump it.
No, he didn't.
I know.
So, he was trying to spare.
Yeah, I hear you.
Canelo's feelings. I think he was heartbroken what he did.
I got to tell you, let me tell you something about Canelo, though. I don't know, Don, if you saw the video that the station posted and I posted with them on Instagram, or if you were able to notice the video when we had him. People can say whatever they want about Canelo. That audio and video quality overall was about as good as we've ever had.
No, very good. Guest.
It was
very
gorgeous.
Good. It did.
I mean, by the way, he's a very handsome man. Now, Don, we know you're ginger-averse.
But why do you say that?
Aren't you ginger-averse?
No, not that I know. Michael put me in an awkward situation with my sister-in-law, but she's a ginger. Why would I have a problem with a ginger that's in my family?
Why did Michael make this up about you? And
I think he just made it up about me. Makes up a lot of things about me. My age, my awkwardness around women. He makes a lot of things up. Why would I have a problem with a ginger?
No, the awkwardness about women isn't fully made up. It's not fully made up, but here's the thing. Because let me tell you the truth.
It doesn't have to be said as often as it is.
No, it certainly doesn't. And hey, I'm going to help you out here, Don. It's not awkwardness about women. It's awkwardness about around people.
Oh, you think I'm awkward around people in general?
I think this is bold. On the opening day of all days.
On the holiest of days.
Let me put it this way. Okay, Don is the best person of me, Michael, and Don. I'll take Don number one. I'll take me number two, and I'll put Michael's a distant three. But while you are the best person of the three of us, I think forced into a room of strangers, you are the least comfortable of the three of us.
Yeah, but that's not awkward.
But it can run up against awkward. It can run up right next to awkward. That's fair. It's not a bad thing.
By the way, our pinhead suit said the friggin' thing is perfectly okay.
Yeah, thank you. It's not even a remote thing. Thank you. Friggin' it up.
But when I think of all, like, there's not really wanting to be around a bunch of people, not feeling like where I feel like that comfortable. But awkward is like, I'm like humming, 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 humming. I can't like speak. I'm awkward. I can have all the comments.
No,
I mean,
no,
I want
like,
to.
No, you're nothing like that.
I think Kinky Haynes figured it out, by the way.
What's that?
Don said he'd choose Marianne over Ginger. Not that he hated Gingers.
Oh, my God. That changes everything. And that's just the name Ginger. That's just one specific person named Ginger.
And that's also logical. You take Marianne over Ginger. That's not that crazy a thought.
Listen, we operate on a show where just last week I had to hear a complete unhinged psychotic lunatic boldly declare repeatedly that he would take Kate Middleton over Meghan Markle. Repeatedly.
Right.
So listen, it's all in the eye of the beholder. By the way, Don, if you haven't looked yet, I want to see if you laugh out loud at the last thing Michael texted.
I did.
I wish we could say it on the air.
Right. I know, because we were one of the examples that our pinhead suit said why it's okay.
No, it's not about that. But just go look at what Michael's response was to the text thread in general.
Yeah, I just saw Michael asking what happened, and I'm like, Michael, you got a big. It's opening day. Get to work.
Keep going. After that. I wish you guys knew. I wish you loved the sport like I do.
It may speak to why the poor guy has to be on hold so long when Michael's on.
All right. We have a lot to do today. And as you can tell, there's a whole lot happening. There may even be a friggin' compilation. There may be a friggin' compilation, if you will. The Yankees are about to get started. We will still take... We will still take your calls on the Yankees and the Mets.
I keep thinking about it. When I think about it, I laugh.
And then we will, in the 4 o'clock hour, after this little break right here, we're going to dive headfirst into a big Nick win over the Raptors. But right now, Don is going to compose himself. He's going to say his name. And then he's going to talk about Mazda.
Oh. Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-5 2.5S Select all-wheel drive, just $269 a month at Ramsey Mazda. Route 17 north of Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R0451173. MSRP $30,750. Ends 4/1/24.
Well, spring into gear at Bay Ridge Honda, your go-to Honda dealer serving the five boroughs of New York. All March long, drive home one of over 350 new Hondas for $0 down. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. And as always, get an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Stay tuned for the new Honda Prologue at Bay Ridge Honda in Brooklyn and online at BayRidgeHonda.com. $0 down payment and no payments for 90 days with approved credit for well-qualified buyers only. See dealer for details. Ends 3/31/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.